A lot of communities in the U.S. will have a visit from Santa. It's a chance for the kids in the area to come meet St. Nick and make their requests known. So perhaps it's not that unusual. The situation occurred here around Fairbanks, Alaska. But what resulted is a place that people worldwide recognize as Santa's true home. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
As Paul Brown explains, it was somewhat by chance that two well-known Alaskans ended up in this state.
Con and Nellie Miller, who are the founders of Santa Claus House, they arrived in Alaska actually in 1949, shortly after World War II. And Con was kind of looking for adventure. He had just recently gotten out of the military. They wanted to do something different. So they kind of moved up here on a whim, almost as an adventure. And Con actually promised Nellie that they would only stay 5 years.
Con began a clothing store and fur buying business in Fairbanks. He soon was making trips out to remote villages to do business.
One day, he found an old Santa suit in an inventory that he had bought, kind of a closeout inventory from one of the other stores. So kind of his shtick, I guess, he would dress up as Santa Claus when he was traveling to the villages. And he was kind of the first Santa Claus that a lot of the village children in Alaska had ever seen, so he kind of got the reputation as being Santa Claus.
Con was dressing as Santa, not just at Christmas, but when he made those trips out to Bush, Alaska. But eventually, those trips began to wear on Con, and he decided to build a new business east of Fairbanks and stay in one spot.
He decided to build a trading post, and one day while he was building the trading post, there were some of the village kids that had known him as Santa Claus. They drove by and they called out, "Hello, Santa Claus, are you building a house?"
The name stuck, and the unincorporated area where he settled became known as North Pole.
Santa Claus House really started out as kind of a trading post. It was a general store, soda fountain, things like that, you know, general dry goods. Because North Pole was so far out of Fairbanks, it became kind of the gathering area, general supplies and things like that for locals.
But that simple trading post has grown into much, much more. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In North Pole, Alaska, I'm Andrew McRae.